Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now though, perfume probably isn't the first thing that might come to mind when we think of turmeric, but the spice we tend to associate with curry has become a component of fragrances as the industry tries to become more sustainable. And to hear more about the process behind it all, I'm joined now by Maeve McCartan, who's a perfumer with International Flavours and Fragrances in Paris. Good morning, Maeve.
Good morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on.
Good to talk to you again. We were speaking on the programme a couple of months ago, but it might just be worthwhile reminding people how you got into the industry and how this all works.
So I studied general science in NUI Galway, and then I specialised in biochemistry. And after that, I went to France, and it was while I was there that I started discovering that perfume exists as a profession, and I became really intrigued about it, and I moved to Switzerland to train with an independent perfumer. And at the time, I also worked on the side in a chocolate shop and a spice shop, and it was really a year of absorbing all different kinds of sensory elements. And then after that, I joined International Flavors and Fragrances in the Netherlands. And that was the beginning for me. You know, when you train with them, they train you in-house over about 4 years. And that was the beginning of a wonderful journey in perfumery.
And it's fascinating to hear how you would get something like when you're studying Chanel No. 5 and you would try to just break that down into its various different components.
Yeah, so part of the training is that you start off memorizing a palette of about 2,000 ingredients. And then once you've memorized those, you start to learn how to assemble them into basic building blocks, like peach, apple, rose. And then from there, you move on to more complex fragrances like Chanel No. 5, the iconic perfumes. You have to study them and you would smell them and you have to try and guess what's in them. It's a very long, protracted kind of undertaking. And you try to guess what's in it by smelling it. And bit by bit, you start to put it back together. And that helps you to understand why the different ingredients are there, how they act in the formula overall.
And can you continue to smell over the course of a long day? Because we were always told if you go into a shop to smell perfumes, after the third sample, your nose just stops noticing any difference.
Yeah, it's true. You can get saturated, but I find that I'm so used to it now. I really do smell the whole day. From the moment I come in, I have like my smelling strips on my desk and I smell the things from the day before to see how they're lasting. And then there'll be new trials. One thing I would say is that we don't work in the actual lab. Like we work in an office. So we're separated from the lab, which is full of smells. So we'd have lab assistants who would take the ingredients off the shelves, blend them up and then bring them to you. So we do have that kind of separation. But sometimes if you get a bit oversaturated, we do tend to smell. We put our nose into our elbow and we smell there, and smelling your skin sort of like resets you. But I do notice that towards the end of the day, I'm not smelling as well. So sometimes we'll just say to the team, okay, let's leave it now and smell again in the morning.
But you've trained your senses to be able to deal with that overload, and you've given us a good tip as well there for dealing with it ourselves. Now, you've had to start thinking then in the industry about changing the way you do things, like so many other industries, in an attempt to become more sustainable. So before we get to what's working there, tell me what sorts of ingredients you would typically use and where they come from.
Well, we typically have a palette of up to about 2,000 ingredients, and about a third of the ingredients are natural ingredients. So they will be extracts from flowers, seeds, resins, spices, woods, and roots. And they come from all around the world. So we have like a naturals ingredients company in Grasse called Laboratoire Monique Remy, which was founded in 1984. And that's where it would be like a key source for us for our natural ingredients. And then the rest of the palette, about two thirds, would be synthetic ingredients. And synthetic ingredients are, a lot of them are what we call nature identical. So they're molecules that exist already in nature, but we're able to synthesize them in the lab. So for example, if you take rose oil, that contains hundreds of different molecules, but one of the main molecules, geraniol, we're able to make all of those molecules synthetically as well.
Now, I mentioned turmeric is an ingredient that you started to use. And it's not something I think many of us would have associated maybe with perfume until now. So where does sustainability come into play with that ingredient?
Yeah, I mean, turmeric, I'm a big fan of turmeric. It was added into our palette in 2018, I believe. And that came from because we have different partnerships with people around the world. And one of our partnerships is based in India with an agronomist called Nesso. And we would have people that go over there, scientists, and we have a big crop over there of tuberose flower. It's like a really rich white flower. And when one of our agronomists was over there, she noticed that the same company was also producing turmeric. turmeric for the pharmaceutical industry. And they would take the roots, they'd crush them, and they'd extract an active ingredient called curcumin, which is then used in the pharmaceutical industry. And then she thought, like, why? Because we're having this a moment now where we're trying to think in a different way, like more about circular design and how can we use waste and upcycle things and make, you know, high quality ingredients. And she thought, what about if we try to do an extraction on these roots and see, can we get something from this rather than, you know, discarding them? And she did develop an essence of turmeric root, and it smells exactly like the root itself. It's really spicy, it's really warm, and it's not like anything else we have on our palates. So that, you know, for us, it gives us a chance to be more innovative, more creative. And I do think it ties in as well with, you know, now at the moment, like one of the first briefs I got to use it on was for a fragrance where a customer was asking me for something that would link more into well-being. And that's something we've noticed since the end of the pandemic, like people wanting a fragrance that's less about seducing other people and more about your own sense of connecting to your health and your well-being and something that's kind of good for you.
And that's how it works, is it? You get a brief. So someone comes to you and says, we are a company who wants to make a scent for a particular person. They describe the particular person and what they want that scent to mean for that person they've identified.
Yeah, exactly. Usually when we get a brief, like they'll come in with a concept for a perfume, but it'll start off with a kickoff meeting where they'll show us the colors, textures. They really try to immerse you in the world of their brand and also in the person that they visualize. So you have to kind of try to step into the shoes of somebody who's going to wear the perfume, and they'll bring so many things to that, like music, objects, textures. And then you go away and you'll start to think, like each perfumer by themselves will start to think, okay, how can I bring something of that to life? What are my ideas? And you think about maybe some ideas you've already been, because you're constantly trying to look for new combinations and explorations, trying new food, you know, traveling helps a lot to get inspiration. And then you'll polish up that idea for a few weeks and you'll send it to the customer and they'll kind of give you feedback from there.
Maeve, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us today. Maeve McCurtain there, perfumer with International Flavours and Fragrances in Paris. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.